That tobacco town where I grew up, a tailgate down on a jacked up truck, a ring we earned cause we own that state, a tombstone with my daddy's name. Now this six string dream on a crazy course has got my compass losing north, and I need someone to remind me who I am. Oh, Carolina can.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita and I'm sitting in with Olivia, and we're talking about our recent trip to Morganton, North Carolina. It's kind of a road trip, a little bit of a girlfriend's trip, but we really had a very specific purpose for going there. We didn't get a chance to cover it, Olivia, in the last segment, so I think we need to jump right into really our real purpose for going to Morganton.
We talked about the beautiful scenery in the first segment, but now the focus of the trip was really on Morganton's rising status in the craft beer scene.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are a lot of different breweries that are popping up there. And there's the Cottabaw Brewing Company that's popping up there. It's home to Craft Beer of the Carolinas. It's a 30-barrel Sprinkleman brew house with tasting rooms in downtown Morganton and has now grown to 4 separate locations.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool local breweries and distilleries that started, you know, with just one or two people, friends, you know, operating out of the back of a van or something. And now that they've expanded Catawba Brewing, for example, to 4 separate locations. But you'll find a lot of stories like that. It's really cool. And another place that had a really cool story was the South Mountain Distilling Company. I think that was one of our favorite stops on the whole trip. And again, we didn't really know what to expect from the focus. We're not very experienced in the scene. But this was a really cool place. It has a family story that traces back in that same area to around the mid-1700s, where the Smith family, who still, you know, operates that company, were among the first to discover the healing properties of the South Mountain's mineral water, key ingredient into what they've gone on to create. So now you can visit the shop that they have and check out different products they use, like whiskey jerky, honey mustard, even candles. But of course, the star of the company is their unique moonshines, whiskeys, and rums. And you really learn about the kind of art that it is to create these drinks. And while you're there, you can get a firsthand look of the intricate distilling process that currently takes place right there in the same store.
Right.
It's all in one place, and they do all of the bottling and labeling as well.
Exactly. And you mentioned, too, the whole family connection to it. He talked a lot about his grandfather and his grandfather, you know, his experience really with the moonshine in the mountains and just that whole experience that historically we can go back and read about, you know, some of those stories of the moonshiners that were up in that area and other areas around the South as well. And listening to his story, it really kind of takes you back. So not only are you getting a chance to see the whole process of the distillery and how they make their different products, but also, too, it's like a history lesson with a family focus. So it's great for that.
It is. And another star brewery is the Fonta Flora Brewery. And they bring together English tradition, Belgian inspiration, but they also embrace the agriculture of the North Carolina mountains.
That's what really makes them special, is that they really want to source those local products in order to make their different beverages.
Yes, and they partner with local community members to create products that reflect the different things that you'll find in North Carolina. For example, blueberries, apples, different heritage grains, corn, and malts. They started, again, this is another, a similar story. They started with just 3 employees, and now they are a destination for beer tourists, which do exist in large numbers. They have around 17,000 visitors every year.
That is
to
amazing.
Morganton.
Yeah. I know, to Morganton, coming specifically for that. And they have really kind of put the city on the map, I would even say, too, with a festival that they do called the State of Origin. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we kind of work through talking about them. But they really are all about coming up with all of these different types of beverages using things that are locally grown. And they've gained recognition after winning 2 gold medals at the Great American Beer Festival. And that right there, you know, put them on the map.
Yes.
So they could put Morganton on the map.
And now you see how Morganton as a whole has grown. And if you want to visit their brewery, you can hang out in their tap room, try unique beers, and they've got some casual eats there as well. And you can visit their gallery of beers online. Some examples are the Hop Beard Mountain Man IPA, Need a Hug Appalachian Wild Ale with blueberries and elderberries. So there's your example of locally sourcing. They've got so many that you can explore. And their website is www.fontaflora.com. And like Anita said, one way that they've helped Morganton grow as a whole is with the State of Origin Festival, which we got to attend while we were visiting.
We did. We did. We got a chance to attend it. And it was really a great experience because you just saw people lined up just around the block, around a couple of blocks, actually, not just one block, going to attend this festival. And it's a boutique craft beer festival, you know, because you can tell it's not just your average beer festival. And it aims to highlight the unique agricultural and natural resources of each brewery that's part of the State of Origin, that started with really talking about North Carolina as the state of origin of the things that they put in the beer. That's how the name came about.
Yes, that's how it started. They wanted to focus on North Carolina's flora and fauna, but since then it's expanded, and you'll see kind of hyper-local breweries, which you'll find a lot throughout Morganton, but now from all throughout the country. So they're highlighting their state of origin at this festival.
And this festival was the first one where they brought in other states. And they had 31 breweries representing 14 states. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and friends. And Olivia and I, if you guys are getting a little thirsty hearing what we're talking about, we're talking about our recent trip to Morganton, North Carolina, where there are all of these fantastic breweries and distilleries that are popping up there.
Yes, and this was a $50 general admission ticket. And through this, you got to taste a lot of unique beers. Again, these are mostly hyper-local breweries. So these are, you know, this is a rare opportunity to try different beers. So if this is something that you're interested in, as we learned, there's really a whole culture to it of vast appreciation for all different, you know, slight changes people make in drinks. The people that attended the festival, they could really detect all of those flavors. So if that's your scene,
well,
this is the place to be.
Absolutely. You could tell that there were definitely beer connoisseurs there.
Yes.
Because you could just show someone a glass and they would tell you exactly where to go. It's like, oh, well, what is that you're drinking, or what is that person drinking? And they could tell you, well, you need to go down to two of the kiosks over there and you'll find them at that particular brewery. So it was really a fantastic thing. Now, if you're just kind of so-so about, you know, beer, but maybe your friend is like a big beer connoisseur, but you both want to go, you can also have a lot of great eats there too. There are a lot of great food trucks that were around too. So it's also good for eating.
Yes, local food vendors. There is live music as well. And while we were in the area, we also enjoyed downtown Morganton as a whole. We kind of talked about the different restaurants that are in the area. But we also enjoyed some really special shops. One was Oak Hill Iron and Wood, where you can see beautiful ironwork and carpentry. You can buy special furniture pieces or order pieces.
Wood there.
They even do countertops and cabinetry. But if you yourself are an artist as well, if you're interested, you can also pick up gorgeous slabs of wood to take home and create your own artwork as well. So
it was fabulous. A lot of beautiful, beautiful wood there. And even if you're not someone who works in wood, you would be inspired.
It's just
to
nice
start.
To look at.
It's nice to look
it's
at.
It's a marvel.
And maybe be inspired as well. And then there was the Natural Olive, which is a gourmet olive oil and vinegar store with products from around the world. 50 varieties of fresh oils with, you could also taste test those if you wanted to as well. So you could select something to take home with you. And we'll put these different websites for these places on our website, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Olivia, we're going to switch gears a little bit when we come back here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're going to talk a little bit about the car that we drove going to Morganton. It was a Chevrolet. So you guys stay put. We talk about our experience on the road driving over to Morganton here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. Best one.